Thank you for this morning's sermon from the first chapter of Joshua, reading beginning with verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land that I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and of a good courage, for to this people you shall divide an inheritance of the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Moses, my servant, is dead. That leaves you and me. Given the sign, some impetus for our lives and our work and our ministry, we can perhaps zero in on this event where one of the servants of God is now chosen to take up the work of one of the most famous servants of God, Moses, and sent out his way. And to do that, perhaps we can zero in on three very small words of the text. My, go, and be. Moses, my servant, is dead. You and I, indeed all Christian people, desire to be the servant of God. We in this place, preparing for the holy ministry, desire that office that God himself has established to serve his people in the church, to be true servants in his stead. God said about Moses, he is my servant. My. There's the problem. The problem comes when you and I see ourselves not as his, we would say my, but as our, my. It's so easy to fall into the temptation and the pattern of life where we find that it's easier to serve ourselves than it is to serve God. When the service is done, when the service is easy, when the service is convenient to our time and schedule, that is fine. We are ready to serve. But when the call comes for inconvenience, or difficult work, or hard times, we then become our own servants, and not servants. We are not God's servants, but our own servants. And so these words call us to remember that Moses was not his own servant, but God. And notice how in the life of Moses, any time he forgot that, he got himself in trouble. And the story happened to us. So God said, Moses, my servant, is dead. But then he said, now therefore arise. Go over the Jordan. Go. Find a little bit like the words of the New Testament where he who was the greatest servant of God, himself the Son, sent to this world to suffer and die for us, but he said to a group of disciples, not unlike Joshua, perhaps, go into all the world. The goal is to us as well. From this place, we go. That probably was in the mind of the people that built the chapel of the apostles over there. If you look at the floor, it looks like a temple, because from this place, they go Christ Jesus to pray in the prayer. So we are invited to pray. That also is sometimes a problem for us because we would like to pick and choose the place to go. I wonder if perhaps the hangout of the suckers that come up every 5 years or so when one of our number gets sent to them. Not a nice place to go to. But there are the people of God, and just as Joshua sent to that land that was the beautiful promised land, so we also are sent to that place. Thank you.